Okay, we're in the bowels of the ship now. We're going to be taken all around this amazing cruise liner. Is it a cruise liner or a ship, you call it?
It's a cruise ship.
It's a cruise ship. Okay, I stand corrected. Francis, the administration officer, is with us, waiting for a lift. You're going to take us all the way up to the top, yeah?
Yes.
How many people at any one time would be on this amazing vessel?
We have around 2,600 passengers at the moment. Right. The entire capacity is 2,800. We have 1,100 crew members on board.
1,100 crew members?
Yeah, that's 1,100 crew members on board.
So if I could get a position as a member of the crew, would I have all my food and drinks paid for and everything? And
no, we just get paid for the accommodation and the food, no drinks. You have to pay for the drinks.
I have to pay for the drinks as extra, okay. Okay, we're just waiting outside these lifts, which are quite amazing. There are lifts all over the place. How many floors are there, Francis? How many floors do we need to go up and down?
We don't call floors on the ship, we call decks.
I know you're going to say that. I wanted you to say that. Now, one end of the lift, actually, you can see out to the center of the ship here now. We're going to go all the way to the top. How many decks are we going up?
We have got 18 decks. We are going on the 14th deck at the moment. We have a movie under the stars. It's a big, huge screen which shows everything. We have the live games played there and movies we play telecast every day.
Okay, so we're going from the Emerald Deck, which is staterooms, mini suites, and suites. The Dolphin Deck we're going past now. The Carib Deck, the Barger Deck, the Aloha Deck. I like the sound of that. And now we're on the Lido Deck. Oh, my word. Now, we've just come outside where the swimming pool is. This is where I want to spend my next holiday. I don't even care if it goes out onto the sea at all. If it just stays in dock, I think I'd be happy with this. Let me just paint a picture for you now. We've come out on the main entrance on this deck, and we've got a swimming pool in front of us, which is surrounded by deck chairs all the way around. And some people have chosen not to venture into Liverpool. They're taking in the sun, which is unusual for Liverpool, but the sun is shining today. And this is just the most luxurious piece of opulence you could have, I think, on a ship. How many swimming pools, Francis, are there on the ship?
We total have 4 swimming pools.
Right. And the biggest one, how big would the biggest one be?
The biggest one is around 26 feet.
Okay, right. And of course, at all times, if you feel a bit peckish and you want something to eat, you can get food. Is it 24 hours a day?
We do have a 24-hour buffet open all the time.
Right, okay, lovely. So now we're going up a deck, but we're climbing towards the peak of the Grand Princess. And how high are we now? I reckon we're about, at least 120, 130 feet high. And we're overlooking the swimming pool of the bar stools here outside. Now in front of us is this massive, like, cinema TV screen. How big is this screen, Francis?
It's around 18 centimeters, I will say.
It's about 18 foot, isn't it? I would say, yeah. 18,
oh, sorry,
18 foot by about 10 foot, maybe.
10 foot inland, yeah.
Okay. Can we go any higher than this?
Yes, we can.
We can? We're going to go higher. I want to go as high as I can, just to see what the look is like. It's absolutely tremendous, isn't it? Jane, what do you think of it so far?
I just can't believe it. I'm just looking at the screen now. I can imagine it in the evening, putting a film on, everyone up here with a few drinks.
Yeah, it would be quite romantic, wouldn't it? You know, sort of a bit of a cocktail and with your loved one, sitting watching a film. And now we're going up to the highest deck of the lot, and we're going towards actually the front of the ship. So we're going to we're going around the side here at the moment. It's a little bit windy as well. We're going higher and higher and higher, and the view you can get as well. And there's jacuzzis on either side of the swimming pools. This is rather like Mick the producer's house, big swimming pool and jacuzzis on either side as well.
The jogging track we are on at the moment.
Right. So the jogging track goes all the way around, does it?
It's like 4 rounds to complete 1 mile.
Right, okay. And you get many people jogging around. They have to get rid of all that fat they put on, all the calories they put on for the lovely food here.
Yeah, we do. We do have just underneath this floor, we have a Lotus Spa on board.
Right.
And the gymnasium as well.
And the ferry across the Mersey is just going by us now, and it looks absolutely minute compared to this vessel. It's like a little ant compared to the Grand Princess. Now, we're going to the very front. There's a sun deck here as well, which is amazing. Of course, it's all empty at the moment because everybody's out in Liverpool. And we're going to another swimming pool. Oh, I tell you what, if I could afford this, I'd love it. There's a spa area as well. No jumping or diving. It's probably only about 5 foot deep here, but it's absolutely gorgeous. Now we're going indoors, if we can actually gain entrance to it. No, we can't, so we're just going to go around the swimming pool now. Beautiful, brand new. You know what strikes me about this is it's very, very clean indeed. Absolutely no rubbish at all anywhere. And you get out of the swimming pool, you pop into one of the showers, which is nearby, get the chlorine off you, and then you can go and sit down in the sun and just enjoy yourself. And now we're going indoors. And where are we going now? Oh, this is the spa. We're going into the spa now. Well, here it is. And it smells like a spa, doesn't it, Jay?
It does indeed. It smells gorgeous.
So it's just like
treatments all here for.
Yeah, what do you fancy? What treatment do you fancy?
A bit of a mud wrap, maybe?
Yeah, a mud wrap, a bit of clay, maybe. Steam room. We've just got to wait here to see if we can gain an entry to it. But, you know, they've got absolutely everything on this ship. Absolutely everything. Okay, Francis is just pulling us around here to see where we're going to now. And what is interesting is that it seems all the materials they use on the ship are the best materials you can get. It looks like marble everywhere. This is the Lotus Spa. Is this the posh one, is it?
Yes.
Are you allowed to use it?
Yes, we are. As a crew, we are allowed to use it, but it's very expensive for us as well.
Okay, and here's the gym. Oh, my word. How many cycles and rowing machines are here? There must be at least 25, 30. And there's one gentleman on who's getting rid of his meal from last night. So he's enjoying himself. And he's got the view looking over the Mersey towards Birkenhead as well. Just state-of-the-art stuff as well, isn't it? I mean, it's absolutely fantastic. And if you actually want to, you can just watch TV in front of you while you're jogging or cycling or rowing. That's what I call state of the art. How fantastic is that? One lady just going past us now. She's going in there to have a bit of exercise. Good for her. I tell you, I could do with a bit of that. And we can just see the beauty treatments. Women having their hair done. Hello there. How are you doing? She seems fairly happy. Hairdresser didn't smile, but there you go. Normally they do in this city, but obviously not on the boat. But everything is beautifully laid out. And that's the thing that strikes me most of all. So we're coming out of the spa now. We're going to the foot boat?
Food court.
Oh, the food court. Oh, we're going to the food court. Well, this is what I wanted to do. Well, you can have the spa as far as I'm concerned. What? And you can get literally anything you want to eat on request, can you, Francis?
Yes, literally anything, whatever you ask for.
So if I fancy a bit of lobster, that wouldn't be a problem.
We do have a lobster night, yes. Which is served
on the lobster night?
On the formal night, yeah. You don't pay anything extra for it. It's all inclusive with your cruise.
And do you have to wear a black tie?
Yes, it is a formal night. You have to wear a tuxedo and a tie.
All right, so I'd have to hire a tuxedo and a tie. I'm not sure what size I am now, having put on about a stone since I came to City Talk 105.9. This is Drive Time with Paul Jacobs. We shouldn't really say driving you home between 4 and 7. We should say sailing you home between 4 and 7. And we're on the Grand Princess, which is docked in Liverpool, the biggest passenger cruiser ever to come into this very famous city. And you can get ice cream here, the Sunday's ice cream bar. Hey, this is where I would be. I tell you what, this is where Craig, the engineer, would be. He'd be sitting here all the time, filling his stomach up. And they've got all the toppings as well. Coconut almond shavings, walnuts, chocolate chips, Oreo cookies, rum cake, chocolate chip cookie, chocolate brownie. Tremendous. And now another swimming pool. This is driving me mad. Do you reckon they can lend me one of their swimming pools, maybe just for the day in my back garden, which probably wouldn't be big enough in any case. So this is all the food court where people eat, and some people eating healthily by me on my left hand side. Good for them. I'll be on pizzas and ice creams for the whole time. Ah, where are we going now? This is Horizon Court. This is the buffet, and this is where most people are. What time are we talking now? It's afternoon time, so people just having their post-lunch time here. Wonderful. So this is all included in the price, Francis. You can go back as many times as you want.
Yes, it is all inclusive in your cruise price.
Do you see people changing shape by the end of the cruise because they've eaten so much?
Yes, they definitely do.
But of course, they have got the exercise ritual they can actually take on. This is huge, this area, isn't it? Because it literally goes on for about 80, 100 foot, doesn't it, as well, which is fantastic.
I'm going to
take you to
the nightclub.
I'm going to go where?
The nightclub.
The nightclub in the daytime.
Yeah.
Right. And do you get a lot of people boogieing on down in the nightclub?
Yes, we do. We do get all the time.
Do you do it?
Sometimes.
You're a good mover?
Yes, I can move you around.
Okay, so waiting to get the lift. We're going to go down to the nightclub. And just in front of me now is actually a model of the ship, the Grand Princess. Fantastic. It's a sugar model, and it's £80. Oh, my word. Wouldn't mind a slice of that. So are we going down or up? We're going to go, so we've got to wait for the lift.
We're going up on deck 17.
Deck 17?
Yes, that's a skywalk.
What's the most expensive suite here, approximately?
Or depending on the itinerary you take, we have the Grand Suite, which will roundabout cost you around £15,000.
£15,000? I only earn half that in a year.
For a 24-day sailing.
24-day sailing. So we're talking about £500 for every day sailing, which is not bad when you think about it, because if all your food and amenities are included, that's wonderful. Can I let this lady on the lift first of all, and maybe we'll be able to pack in. Let's see if we can go. Oh, we're going to get in here. Hi, how you doing?
We're doing fine, yeah.
Great. Have you just joined the ship now?
We have for a day's visit, yeah.
All right, Dave, what do you think of it?
Fantastic ship.
Is your house anything like this?
No. Wish it was, but it's not.
What's your favourite part you've visited so far?
Well, we've only just come on for Liverpool for the day out, I have been to the Caribbean, and that's fantastic.
Oh, you've been on a cruise before?
I have, yes.
And how does that ship compare to this one?
It doesn't rate, really. I mean, we went with Ocean Village, which is fantastic, but nothing in comparison to the Grand Princess.
So this is different class, is it?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Thank you, ladies. Bye-bye. Okay. Let's go to Francis now. He's taking us to the nightclub. It's like a sort of a rampway where the carpet is like moons and stars, so it's the skywalk. So when it's dark, this all light up, does it, here? With all lights, okay, tremendous. So now we're going up to this is the very top of the ship, isn't it, there? Is this the highest point?
Not really. There's one more deck above it, which is the deck 18. But this is at the aft of the ship, this is the highest point.
Oh, wow. Now here we are in the nightclub, so we've got to try and envisage when it's dark and all the lights are flashing and I'm doing my John Travolta all over the place. And the screens all around the nightclub as well. And it's all painted sort of lights within the actual building of the wall, so they come out and light up in the evening. And now we're at the back of the ship. What's the back of the ship called, Francis?
Aft.
Right, okay, so we're looking out the back. How high are we now here? This is very high up, isn't it?
It's around about 201 feet.
Well, now when did you start actually in the industry in cruise? How old were you when you started
at the age of 21.
Did you get seasick?
For the first cruising, yes, I did.
Really?
It was a terrible cruise. It started from San Francisco to Hawaii, Honolulu, and we had a 5-day sea day. It was terrible for me.
You were sick?
Yes, I did.
How long did it take you to get used to the motion of the ship?
Now, I'm doing good at the moment. I never throw up on board, really? Only after getting drunk, probably.
So did you get a lot of first-time cruisers who just don't feel well at all just because of the ship?
Yeah, we do get a lot of people who really get motion sickness. We do have all type of motion sickness tablets. We have a medical center on board as well, right, who looks after them.
And how old is the Grand Princess?
Around about 10 years old.
Because it looks, I mean, the way it's been kept is tremendous. It's very, very clean. It looks brand spanking new. So it's certainly seen its age out very well at 10 years old. And compared to all the other sort of cruise liner ships that go around the world, how big is it? Is it one of the biggest? Is it in the top 10, 20? Is it quite big?
When it was built, it was considered to be the world's largest ship.
Right, okay.
And now it's the Queen Mary 2.
This is Paul Jacobs on City Talk 105.9.